up. Simasam Aznai, and we're up to Sif Yud Ches, which is the beginning of Dine Prusbel, Hilchas Prusbel. Till now we had Dine Shmitas Ksafim. Didn't say anything about a Prusbel. We only talked about the fact that Shmitas Meshamet certain Chayvis and not other Chayvis. And Sif Yud Ches begins the Halachas of Prusbel. Now it's a very interesting historical fact that in many of the Ashkenazi communities, for a few hundred years, they didn't do a Prusbel. And it's not that they didn't do a Prusbel and they were Mishamet the Chayvis, it's that they didn't do a Prusbel and they were not Mishamet the Chayvis, which is a Dava Pella, that they were Makel on Shmitas Ksafim without writing a Prusbel, which is something that should be relatively easy.
Based on what?
That's the question. What it was based on? It's hinted at in the beginning of the Siman. Darach HaShulchan is a very long piece here in Sivkat and Yud, in the Siman Samazayin, where after explaining what a Prusbel is and telling people to use a Prusbel, he says, He says the whole idea of a prosbel, what's a prosbel? You give over the chayvis, the bezin, and that bezin is going to collect. So he says that makes sense when the bezin has power. Now Hillel, of course, who was misakin the prosbel in time of the Beis Hamikdash. He says even this man of Gemara hayadayin roish gaila v'dayanim. Mismanim imenu, the Rosh Gaila and the Yana were appointed by him, Hayilam Kayach Me'amalucha. They had power, Ligvay Sulahanish, so the Bezna had a power. Above any Seno Arabim, Zemeyais Mishanim, Shainlan Ushum Taikivais. Bezna has no power. Are we giving Bezna to collect the Chayiv? What power does Bezna have to collect the Chayiv? Mimela in Tayelas, but Mesiris Chayvais Ledayanim. See, why does it help to do a prosbel and give all the chayvis to Dayanim? Because who's the bezdin? You have people that are not recognized, and if they do anything, that they can do anything against the will of anybody. What? The bezdin has no power unless people sign some sort of arbitration agreement to accept the bezdin, but Stamazai Bezdin has no power, you know that. He's saying that therefore today it's different and the prisoner shouldn't help. It should not help, right. So why does it mean you're giving your chayv to Bezdin to collect? Nobody has a havamina Bezdin's going to collect. You're going to keep on collecting anyway. So the whole form of a prosbel is that you're giving it to Bezdin to collect, and in the meantime, Bezdin's not going to collect. You know you're going to have to collect. So ain't tayelas bar prusbel. That's a pretty strong statement. He's saying that there's no purpose in the prusbel. That's one. Then he has a second factor which did change. He says we're going to learn later in kaisum prusbel el ala karka. The only time you write a prusbel is if the loiva owns land. Now he's writing in Lithuania or Russia of Tsarist Russia, he's writing. He says, "Zeh hayatay b'zman haGemara she'ikur mokim Yisrael b'Bavel v'yalem karkois." He says, "Avol achikach b'zman hazeh this pazarnu b'chan kamfei ha'aretz." Now that was spread out. Ein lanu karkois. Nobody owns karka. Jews were not allowed to own land in Mother Russia. So he says, Eina Malach Taif. So he says, therefore, there's not what to write. Now, you're going to say, hold on a second. So prusbel doesn't make sense. Nobody owns karka. Therefore, what? Therefore, no. I would think Shemitah should be Mishamet. Right? What do you mean? Therefore, we ignore Shemitah? Should be therefore Shemitah is Mishamet. So he says, who's going to lend money? You're not going to lend someone money right, if it's close to Shemitah. And this law in the Torah that you shouldn't refrain from lending will be ignored. The bevadai like achshadari yaseh medari shel Hillel. It's no better in the time of Hillel when Hillel made a prosbo because people didn't want to lend. So he says l'fizeh nitches takana derabanan zecher l'shmita. Today shmita is a derabanan. It's a takana derabanan zecher l'shmita. It's nitchav they love deraisa. Who do you say? That because people are going to be over on not lending, better be over on Shemitah, which is a Drabbanan, which is a Zecher le Shemitah Dairaisa, better than to be over on a Dairaisa of not lending. Upshita b'chihai lo tit Drabbanan. The Bevadai hu lemeida schus al Klal Yisrael. That's a good limud schus on Klal Yisrael. I say like this. Since Prisbul doesn't make, they stopped writing Prisbuls in his time, in his place, because it doesn't make sense. Bezin can't collect. And because people don't own karka, so it doesn't even work. So therefore he says, we assume that it's better to ignore Shmita Drabanan rather than to be over on the lav.
Does it matter where you
That's what
own
he says. It doesn't matter where, but you have to own it somewhere. The fact that, so to speak, every Jew owns karka as well doesn't do anything for us.
Does the lav applies even though there's no Shmita now?
So he's saying the law applies. It's interesting. He assumes that the law applies even if Shemitah is the Rabbanan, the refraining from lending because it's going to be Nishmat is also a law. You have to learn the Gemara that way if you hold Shemitah as the Rabbanan.
Does he hold that whenever someone refuses to lend? Does he
that law? Anytime it's Afkata Demak, you're allowed to not lend someone money because you're afraid he won't pay you back. Because he's being a crook. He's not paying you back. You don't have to lend someone money. There's tzedakah and there's loans. Loans and tzedakah shouldn't be confused. You give tzedakah. If someone asks for a loan in the guise of tzedakah, it's irishus. There are people who borrow and have no idea whether they're going to get paid back. So that's also. You're allowed to borrow and tell the person, I have no idea when I'll be able to pay back. But someone who's hopelessly in debt should not be borrowing from other people and saying, I'll pay back if he can't.
Isn't the context of that law in relation to Shemitah?
Yes, so it's something of a chiddush to say it applies to Shemitah to Rabbanan also. I agree. Now he does end up Makamak Ameyeres Devar Hashem Yaseh Prozbul. He does say he's writing this as a limud zchus. Makamak Ameyeres Devar Hashem Yaseh Prozbul Kshanayim Kmei Shenagu Bahar Bei Mekaymos. And he says that, but he's saying that in many places, he says outside of Litta, in many places in Russia, they stopped writing Prozbuls. So it's a fascinating thing that there was such a tkuf in Klal Yisrael. I did hear my prosbuls, and we're going to learn the inner prosbul anyway. What? I assume there were some communities where it never stopped, and when exactly came back, I don't know. I mean, he's writing Hayari Dvar Hashem should do it, and. It's all based on the Ramon Sif Aleph. The Ramon Sif Aleph wrote that this was a minig. he says, "Aleim Samchum Dina Selu Einoygin Dina Shmita Klav Bismanazeh." He says that the Ramon Sif Aleph brings some who hold that there's no Shmita Bismanazeh Alzeh Samchum. He brings it, and the Aruch Shulchan trying to explain how that came about. The Shaila of Shemitah is a derasa de Bizman Azeh is a very involved machlokes rishayim in the sugya and gittin. So they get to Shemitah's karka also. Everyone agrees there's no yovel Bizman Azeh. That says in the Gemara in Erechin. It says in Daf Lamed Beis that yovel is the returning of the land to its original owners. In Bizman Azeh, no one is on their karka, the original karka of Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't apply. So probably most paskin, that when there's no yovel min haTorah, there's no shmita min haTorah, and therefore it's the Rabbanan. And in the 1880s, when there was Seimach on the Heta Mechira, on selling land in Eretz Yisrael to Goyim to avoid the shmita issue, they were saimach on this. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was saimach primarily on the fact that Shemitah is a drabbanon. Bizman hazeh, and since Shemitah is a drabbanon, bizman hazeh, they since Shemitah is a drabbanon, bizman hazeh, you could be mekel on this harama. Like it says by Meshivas Chametz, since Menatera bevitul mi'al masagi, so was saimach on selling the Chametz. So it goes with the Shita that by a drabbanon you could be mekel. The Netziv, when he wrote a kuntrus hashmita against Yitzchak Chanan's heter, the heter mechira, a big piece of his complaint was that Shemitah bizman hazeh d'oraisa. He wanted to show that Shemitah bizman hazeh d'oraisa. So you realize that for hundreds of years there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and there was no clear Messiah if Shemitah d'oraisa drabbanon. And Netziv had two main complaints. One complaint he had was Shemitah, where we should be passing Shemitah's d'oraisa. And the second complaint he has is if you hold Shemitah's d'rabbanon, so to avoid an Issa d'rabbanon, you're being over an Issa d'oraisa of selling land in Eretz Yisrael to Goyim. Like you're running away from a wolf and you're running into a lion's den. So you're going away from a drabbanon going to a derais. So this was the dispute. The truth, it's what's lost in a lot of the writing about the Heter Mechira, which a lot of people write about, is the Rothschild's hand in the whole thing. Rothschild underwrote the community in Yerushalayim. He went to Eretz Yisrael a number of times. I think he went 6 or 7 times. And, I'm sorry, not Rothschild. Montefiore was the Rothschild secretary. Montefiore underwrote much of what was going on. He basically promised to cover the deficit every year. And when it came Shemitah, it appears that he wasn't happy with the idea that they were just going to take the year off. You know, like he was writing a check at the end of every year for the deficit, and they told him, look, for next year, you know, there's no income. You know, we're taking the year off. And, you know, the historians, they argue whether it was him or his secretaries, the people in charge, that was unhappy about it. But I guess we'll never know. But that was a lot of the pressure of doing a Heter Mechira had to do with the pressure from Montefiore, Hanigid,
Achashu. They say 51% of the Jewish farms today are
observing. I don't think it's true. They say 51% of the land, not of the farms, but... Okay. Halavai. Halavai, it should be 51%. It's... okay. I think they say 51% of the land there in Israel. I don't think they're saying 51%. They're not saying the fact. Look at how they word it. Yeah. All right, maybe you're right. Whatever percent it is, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I look forward to seeing it. I go to Israel. Stop and pick an apple off the tree. The only thing is, you got to be careful with the seeds. Are you allowed to eat the seeds?
Yes.
Like, I'd rather than be nervous about putting it in a bag and rotting. I just eat it. But is that normal to eat the seeds? You're only allowed to do a normal thing with it. Is eating seeds normal?
If a person eats like 20 apples worth of seeds, just the seeds themselves, you can get very, very sick because the seeds contain arsenic and that could be poisonous.
I will not eat 20 apples. I'd only eat 20 apples in a year, you reckon, let alone 20 apples in a day. I'm very careful about the arsenic. Okay, let's go to Sifra Tzeis. Okay. Yeah, but since they're royal Achilles Behema, you have to let them rot. You can't throw them out. So what'd you rather do? Take a few seeds and let them rot or just swallow them already? I don't know. But I don't know if they're royal Achilles Behema. I don't know if another them eating it, if that's called wasting it. I don't know. Yeah, if you happen to be eating the apple near a garbage can, it works out well. You mean they have public garbage cans?
Private.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
That has the Kedusha Shvi's, right? Not only stuffing.
Right, that's a Bezdin doesn't take away Kedusha Shvius. Right, the only thing that is a dispute if it takes away Kedusha Shvius is evil Nachri, is what grew by a Nachri, and that is a disagreement. Okay, let's learn it inside. Sif Yud Ches, Prozbal Eina Mishamet. Now here we have a machloikis between the meaning of the Svardim and the Ashkenazim till today. What's the machloikis? So listen to what it says. The Mechabes says, Einoi nichtev elo bebezden chashuv. A prozbal needs a chashuv bebezden. Dehainu shloisha bekiyim bedin. That which means, you know, when we do Hatar Sadarim Rav Hashanah, we say, Shimon HaRabbi said, they on a mumchen. Now we said they on a mumchen, because that's what it says in the Siddur, not because we're looking at the people that are being matined for us. So, but here, the Mechaber Shita is that you need a real Beis Din Chashuv, which he defines. Shloisha Bekiyim Bedin or Binyan Prozbal, V'yayinim Yoidim Inyan Shmita, V'himchom Rabim Aleihem Ba'isayir. Now the last part is they have to be appointed as Dayanim. They have to be employed, Dayanim, or at least Rabbanim, in that community, in order to do a Prozbal. That's the meaning that the Svardim do. Now, we do like the Ramah. V'yayishayimrim, the Kaisim Prozbal B'chol Bezdin, V'nirali Yesh L'Hakol B'zman Hazeh. B'zman Hazeh, the whole thing is the Rabbanon, so you can be Semech on the Mekil. What's the Machlaikis here? The Gemara asks, the Gemara says that Mika Midi, the Minatayra Mishamit, Vasi Hillel, V'tikin Shalai Yishamit. The Gemara asks, so there's Machlaikis, the Rashi and Taisis, if the Kash is, how could he do it? Or why would he do it? For our conversation, it's not so big nafkamina. Gemara has two terutzim. One terutz is shmita b'zman hazed rabbanan. So that's Abaye's terutz. Shmita b'zman hazed rabbanan. So for drabbanan, asid rabbanan, he was mekel in a drabbanan with a prozbal. Rava's terutz, which is the next piece of Gemara, is b'mnei hefker bezden hefker. That's a din in hefker bezden hefker. This sheet of the Mechaber is going with the Rava's teretz, that it's a hefka bezdin, hefka dikadin, and therefore you need a bezdin that's shayach to the takana, to the power of hefka bezdin, hefka. It has to be a real bezdin, that it should be shayach, at least theoretically, the rule of hefka bezdin, hefka. And that's how it works. The Ramah goes with the Shita, that it's a heimamru veimamru. The whole Shemitah Safim Bizman Hazeh is a drabanan. So they said, we're making drabanan, but we're saying, if you do a prozbal, you're off the hook on the drabanan.
That's right. Good thing said before on Torah HaShulchan, that's
why
they didn't do prozbal
wasn't
because
you have
done
no bezin.
So how does Hefke
Bezin
work here, even
by
us, now?
How does Hefke Bezin work b'chlau, Bizman Hazeh? It's a good question. It's a good question. The Mechaber says, "Need himchum rabim aleim." Where you're going to find in America himchum rabim aleim, according to the Mechaber. Now, what the Sfardim do, and you know, somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. The Sfardim either have everybody giving to the Rav and to Dayanim, or Rabbi Avadi Yosef did, as he told all the communities, give it to me. Wherever you are, just write a prozbal and announce that you're giving it to Rabbi Avadi Yosef and his Bezdin. Or today, I don't know which son, I guess you get to pick. I'm giving it to him and his Bezdin. And they write, Shtar Kloli. So, this is the Chumrah that Sfaradim have. It rather makes it easier, because everyone does it at once. Instead of each person doing a prozbal privately, the whole shul gets up and they recite together the Nusach. And it's like automatic. The whole thing takes 60 seconds. To do. They all give it to Bavadya's Bezdin and it's done. Or they do it to three people in front of the shul. There's a Bezdin in front of the shul and everybody gets up and recites together the Nusach that you have to say to make a prozbal. So these are the two approaches. This is the Sfardim, the Rambam's approach, as opposed to the Ashkenazim's approach, where we do like Hatar Sandar and we just call any three people together. And we do it to three people.
Even today, for the basin, for Hatar Sadarim, do you need one of the members of the basin to know the laws?
One person is supposed to know, yes. It could be, see, it's a little of a kasha the way we do it. Erev Rosh Hashanah. In Halacha it says when you do a Taras Nedarim, at least one of the three had to learn Hilchas Nedarim, had to know Hilchas Nedarim. So why are we so makel that you just call over three people, bat mitzvah boys and whatever it is? So the answer is this. Why do you have to have a baki in a Taras Nedarim? You're saying I'm only being matter in the Darim, that's Efshala Atira. The reason you need is normally not every neder has Hatara. There are rules for when you can be matter in neder and when you cannot. Okay, there are a few rules, like you can't be matter in neder for a minik taiv. You can't be matter for certain types of minik taiv. You can't be matter in neder al das rabim, Adas Rabim, or even Adas Yachin in certain cases. Now, if you're somebody who never learned the halachas, it's very, very difficult to what type of what works. What we do by Ataras Nedarim is we say a nusach. We say that Ef Shulafartan, we're not going to tell you what it is. And we're only asking for Hatorah on those things that Klapish Mayagalia, that God knows Hatorah works for. So we're circumventing the need for a mumcha, and Mamelu were doing Ataras Nedarim the way that we do it. But because what we're doing in effect is why do you need a mumcha? You have to know if it's possible to be matir. So we're saying those that it's not possible to be matir, we're not asking Ataras. And those that's possible, we are. And if it'll come up as Shaila Lamaisa, we'll ask a Shaila, we'll find out if it's included.
Notwithstanding that Nusa, doesn't the Rav suggest that one of the basins holds some of the Nedarim that you made and that you
No, I've never seen that they do that, Erev Hashanah, you try to get three people who could say the words as fast as possible. Try to find three people who could say it as quickly as possible, and then you do your Taras Nedarim. What? So we're saying that we're only asking Hataras Nedarim for those Nedarim that it's Efshala Hatira. Okay, we generally are not matter with a pesach. We generally matter with charat. There are two ways of being matter neder with a pesach. And pesachim are complicated, and we're doing it with charat. Charat and meikara. Meikara ani mischarit. In Hataras Nedarim, there are two ways to be matter neder. One is a pesach. Pesach is something that happened later, but ain't pesachim b'noilad. Has to be something that could have been anticipated to happen later, and then there's charat and meikara. So what we do when we do Ataras Nedarim is we say Meikara ani mischaret alayim, and that's what we do Ataras Nedarim. Okay. At any rate, he's saying Bisman Hazeh that's the Rabbanon. There's not Roy Yisrael alad Masam. There's a Machlekes Rishayim. If there was any time in the Bayis Sheni that it was Rav Yisrael Alad Masam. It's interesting. So we're learning Ezra. In Ezra, only 42,000 come up, and then another 7,000 come up. There was no Yaivol. It is really a Machlekes Rishayim. It's Machlekes Taisus and other Rishayim. Rav Yisrael held there was no Yaivol. But if it was Rav Yisrael Alad Masam, the Ramban in Daf Lamed Vav, I think. I know it's the Rosh Yosef in Chul and Dav Zayin. Says that even though in the time of Ezra the Chemia there weren't Rav Yisrael, but after the Mice of the Chashmonaim, he says it was Rav Yisrael Alad Masam. The Rosh Yosef says on Chol and Dav Zayin. I think they're Rishayim in the Sugi of Daf Lamed Vav as well. Okay, let's we're getting off topic. Let's talk about the Prozbul. The fact is that there are two reasons in the Gemara, totally different explanations of Prozbul. Why Prozbul works. Let's learn the Sma. Bezdin is an agent for collection. They don't get the money. Yeah, you're not giving the money. The money you're entitled to at all times. Yeah, they're an agent to collect, and that's how it works. Now, let's learn. I'm going to read to you the Sma. We'll read it together inside. We'll see one explanation. Sma Lamid Vav. Sma Lamid Vav. Let's see his explanation of Prozbul. Prozbul Eidem Mishamit. Kain who, right, Lamid Vav is about seven or eight lines up. Mesech Teshviyis, Zelashaynei. Now this is the Lashon of the Mishnah. Everyone agrees the Lashon of the Mishnah. Kesherah Hillel. Shenimnu malahalvais, when Hillel saw that people didn't want to lend money, lalaiva, va'ivin amashikasa b'tayra, and they're over on the lav of Yisham alacha penyia davar and levavcha b'liyal, the pasuk ends, leimar karvash nasa shmita, you're not going to want to lend. Hiskin Hillel prusbol, Pirish Rashi, what is prusbol? That's not Hebrew, that's Greek. Prus huloshet takana, ubol huloshet ashirim, a takana for ashirim. They made they fixed things up so for the wealthy people. Ratzalaimer, tikkun for the wealthy people that they should have to get the money back. Tikkun lahashirim asa shlo yavru amashikasa b'tayra. Someone who has no money is not going to be lending money anyway. So that says in the Mishnah that there was a takana because they weren't lending. Misham b'gemara. So the sma goes with the explanation of hefker bez and hefker. Kibisha b'kayach hefker bez no day na mishamet. Mishamachi amri gam kain de kasim bez. Prozvol ela b'bez na chashim shirai le hefker k'demaskam mechaber. Beautiful. What's shatnu mechaber? The whole takkara works as hefker bez and hefker. Memela you need a bez and chashuv, and memela shalma yisrael. The mechaber shita is easily understood, and we have no issue. This is the shita of the mechaber. It goes to as hefker bez and hefker. The Rama, who says that any bezdin is good, is probably going through with Abaya's beer, which is that. That says today it's a drabanan. Smala mitzayin goes under amoya. Shalakum zmarazeh pirish afil b'medina shenayim u'shmita. Ki loy kasev ramber esim mitzel d'medina elu einayigin av yeshmini shenayigin. He doesn't give an explanation, but that's what he says. Now this sounds like Shalom al Yisrael. The mechabish sheet is you have to have hefker bez and hefker. Our mashita is you don't have to have a kayach of hefker bez nehefker because shmita b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan and b'meila that's the way it works.
Now,
I can't hear both. Even it's chaviv, but Trey Kali, it's on. You go ahead.
Can you say that Hefter Bezdin Hefter refers to the Bezdin of Hillel?
The Hillel was mafkir, anything anybody will do in the future, it could be, but the way it sounds like from the Acharonim, and explain Machaber Ramah, it's in the Gemara, Abaya says, since it's a Drabanan, it doesn't apply Bezman, they Heimamru Veheimamru, Rava says Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So Pash Pshat Abaya and Rava, you pass like Rava. So we say Hefker Bezdin Hefker. However, the Rishayim, I think Taisus the Alamid Vav says it's not a machlaikis. Both reasons are true. And the Mela, they neman that the Ramah is just going with Abaya, Heimamru Veheimamru. That explanation. Yeah.
Isn't it as much of a takana for the Aniyim that they can have access to loans?
So it seems what the Prusbul means that to fix things, make it better for Aniyim, that's not the reason they made it. The fix is that people shouldn't be ever alive. That was the reason. That's what Prusbul means. Well, you have two things. People are not going to make loans. So two things are coming out. One is that the aniyim are not getting their loans, and one is that the ashirim being over and alive. So it seems Chazal were more concerned with ashirim being over and alive than on aniyim not getting their loans. So it seems. What?
Somewhere it says Prusbul Yubuti.
Now, the Rishayim are very busy with asking. They have other eitzes. Other eitzes. What are you going to do with Prusbul? You're worried that people can't collect. So they give three different possible eitzes. One eitze is you can make a tanai. I'm an ashtoi tashvitei b'shvius. If you make a tanai, it also works. One is that you could say this man pirain is after shmita. Instead after shmita. Another one is you can be meisah shtaras of the bezdin. You can just hand over the shtaras to bezdin. That works for sure. You don't need a nusach prusbul. My source of bezin is not mishamet. So these are the kashas that the Rishonim ask. So they answer on Moshe's derice of lebez, then the Rabbani answers. I think we're going to have it on the Yom Beis because it's mishamet the chayvus bal peh also. Shtar you can give to bezin. What about a chayv bal peh? So that answers that. On the kasha of just say Amadoshay Tashmitani Bishvias or say
5 years from now.
Oh yeah, so the problem is this. I make up with the 90, he's gotta pay me next month. In my heart I know who knows what I'm gonna get money from this fellow. Shmita's 2 years away. So I say, you better pay me next month. He says, okay, I'll pay you. And then I say, and Amadoshlay Tashmitani Bishvias. So you say, oh, you understand it's gonna take till Shmita to get paid back. Okay, you know, like we understand. So that's in other teretz that it says in the Gilean that the Oni has to be maskim to Almanos. So if he's not maskim, I won't lend him. Yeah, but then you're over on Yisham Lecha, Pen Yadavach Lav, yeah. So these are all like eitzes, and the Rishonim are Tosis, and
the
Oni
has to accept it, otherwise he won't give him money.
So then Yaiver and Yisham Lecha Pen Yadavach Lav. So these are all reasons not to. Some cipher uniquely says that Amidashlay Tashbitani, the Gemara only says it works b'di'evet. Gemara never says you can do it l'chatchila. And therefore, Chazal didn't want to make such a takana. You'll say Amidashlay Tashbitani, even though it works, Lasha Gemara is. If you say it, it works. The Gemara never says you should say it. If you say Amidas, some cipher says. So Al Kapanim, bottom line, we have the Sman, the Machabes Shita, it's a Din in Hefka, Bez in Hefka. There is a second explanation, that it's not Hefka, Bez in Hefka. It works because there's a halacha, if you give your chayvus over to Bezdin, that Bezdin collects, HaMaisish the Reis of the Bezdin. It works. We learn out of a pasuk, Ashiyelecha Esachicha Tashmet Yodecha. Says the money that you can collect from your friend, Tashmet Yodecha. And somebody that's not Esachicha, that you're not collecting from your friend, that the Bezin is going to collect, so there's no din of Tashmet Yodecha. Now, according to the second Mahaloch, it's nothing to do with Hefker Bezin Hefker. It's an Iker Adin that it works because it works. Because Maisa Shtarais of Lebezin, or Maisa Chayvas of Lebezin, that it works, Iker Adin. And the mele, the principle, it doesn't have to come out to Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. It just works because it works. Because when you give it over to someone else to collect, to Bezin to collect, that's a miut. It's a miut from the lav. So, what? So the Rishonim ask, if it's a Sachicha Tashmi Yedecha, Shmek a Shliach. So they say, a Shliach is still you. And Bezdin, oh, Bezdin is.
You're giving them the right to.
You're giving it over to the sheriff to collect.
Are they have to be machne back to you?
Well, no, you're not giving them. They don't own the chayiv. They just have the power to collect. I hear the taina. I don't know what to tell you, but the Rambam himself, in Pirshei Mishnayos, says this reason. Of Atashmet Yodecha, they're there in Masech the Shvius.
Would this work even if Shmita's
Deraisa? And this should work even if Shmita's Deraisa. Yeah, it should work either way. Which again comes down to how you learn up the Sugya. Now, I'll tell you why all these reasons, it's a challenge. The Baruch Hashem, the Sma gives us a reason. The Sma is a Shulchan page in Shulchan Aruch. He tells us the reason that it works is because of Hefke Bezin Hefke. That's his psak. Melor HaShulchan says that's very strange today. There's no Hefke Bezin Hefke. It's very, very strange that we do it. The Ravid asks on the Rambam. He asks, the Rambam is very geschmack. You need a Bezin Choshuv, Hefke Bezin Hefke. Wonderful. He says there's another Rambam. Now I'm going to skip Sif Yotes for a moment. The next Rambam is Sif Chaf, and the Mechaber brings it. Right, till now, it's Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, and you need a Bezin Choshev, and wonderful. Then the Rambam says, listen to this. He says, this is all for ordinary people. Tamidei Chachamim shilvu zeh zeh. If Tamidei Chachamim lend money to each other, u'masad varav l'talmidim, what you gotta do is go call over a couple of talmidim. Va'amar, and you say, Musrani lachem, shekol chayv sheyeshli, shegvedo kozmat she'eretze, itzorach l'chtayv prusbul. You have to write a prusbul. Neishem yaydim, sheshvitas ksab bizman hazeh medivrayim, u'dvaram bavari nitchis. Pella. Here the Rambam, it's the same Rambam, is going with the other Mahalach. He's going with the Mahalach, does not have kebez and hefka. Bezen Choshev, yeah, Bezen Choshev. Call over a couple of Talmidim in the yeshiva, and you don't even have to write a prosbul. Just tell them, Misrani Lachem, Shekach Yeshek Vemir Kozman Sheretz. So it's a Dovah Pella. What's shot of the Rambam? The Rambam is like taking the two Shitas together. Tamaratzim is paskening the Chavadika Shita, Vatamir Chavim is paskening the Kuladika Shita. It's a Dovah Pella. As he says, Eitzach Lichter, isn't that what it says? Eitzach Lichter prosbul. Even say prepare.
No, the Masrani, the
Lashon
of Masrani.
No, I'm giving it over to you. I'm orally an oral appointment. Yeah, at the end of the day, the bezin doesn't collect. The person himself is collecting. Once he gave it to bezin, he's allowed to collect. So, it's something of an issue. Yeah. I know, that's the Lashon. Now you'll see, the Lashon is really in Sif Yotes, I just skipped it. Masrani Lechem, Pliny, you see the bottom line on the Amid Aleph in the Sma. Masrani Lechem, Eina Ratzalaymer, Meisa Shtaris, the Prolis of Limsar Shtar Chayt, Ela Ratzalaymer, Masrani Dvar Malolu Lebezdin, I'm giving over these words to Bezdin. Okay. You see what he says? The Masrani doesn't mean I'm giving you the shtaris. Masrani bidvarim ba'alma, I'm giving it over to you. That's what he says. But at any rate, it's a problem. We have here a stiris, what appears to be a stiris Rambam, derived its kasha. So the Mefarshei Rambam, the Radvaz, and some of the latest Svarim, they all pe'echad explain as follows. They explained that really it could work like Abaya's reason. Abaya said it's all drabanan, hey mamru, and because there's a lav involved, hey mamru, hey mamru, they said we'll make shemitah drabanan, but if you do a prosbul, then the shemitah doesn't apply. You don't really need a bezin chashim. However, they were chayshish like tishtakach toiras shemitas k'safim. And therefore, for those who don't understand that this is only the Rabbanan and therefore it's Nayik, so for them, they made Kilo Tzedin Taira, and they made it has to work, strictly speaking, with Hefka, Bezin, Hefka. So it's Taka two rules. There's one rule for people who understand, and one rule for people who don't understand. And where do you get this from? So if you look in the Gra, turn the page again, the second page, Lamed Ches, the Gra says, "Tamid Chav Shehovu, Tchamid Chav Dafke Kanal, Ukumay Shomru Gabe Ribis, Bababa Metzia Dafayin He." By Ribis, there is it's not exactly similar, but there's a similar idea. By Ribis, the halacha is that if, of course, Ribis is Aser, the Iska came later from the time of the Gemara, but Ribis is Aser. What happens if you borrow a bag of sugar from your neighbor, and then you return a bag of sugar, but the bag, okay, today it's uniform bags because you buy it in the store, but once upon a time, you buy a bag of sugar, you have approximately a certain amount of sugar, when you give it back, you give back a little more. So Shulchan Aruch says it's aser. You're not allowed to give back extra. It's ribis. They lent you a smaller amount, you're giving back a larger amount. But it says that Tamidei Chachamim, who know that ribis is aser, and they understand they're just doing it because they're not patchkering with the small difference, and they understand, the lender and the borrower both understand this is not a thank you for the chayiv, it's just who wants to bother with it. So a davamu'it, it says, is mutter for tamidei chachamim. That's what it says there. It's not just that they're tamicham, it's that they understand that it's not ribis. They're not going to come to be mata ribis based on this. So that heter that it says there, the gra is being medama here. That here also, by shmita, those who understand the way things work, are allowed to do which pros will even prepare. They can do what they want. They can do it any way they want. But for people who don't understand, they know there's halacha shmita safa min ha-Torah. They don't. A lot of people don't even know to draw banim bizman hazeh. So for those people, we require to deal with it strictly with the rules of hefka bez and hefka. This is the way they explain the Rambam. Of course, it makes us more comfortable being makel on the whole topic, like the Ramah. Because if the Rambam meant it, strictly speaking, you must use Hefker Bez Nehefker, it would be more nerve-wracking to Mechlex Rishayim to do it this way. However, once the Rambam himself has exceptions to his own rule, he's saying, strictly speaking, you would need Hefker Bez Nehefker. So it makes Ashkenazim a lot more comfortable doing things the way we do it, because the Rambam himself is not so strict on the way the Prozbul has to work. So this is the like a two-tiered rule of Prozbul according to the Rambam Shita. You have the strict rule that you need Hefker Bez Nehefker and Bez Chashuv, and then you have the more lenient Ikar Adin rule, so to speak, for those who understand that say that it's okay. It comes up a lot of times by Heta Iskas, where people say, we'll do a Heta Iska, they never get around to doing it. And the question is, if saying we'll do a Heta Iska is really enough to do it, they do alone, they say, we'll write it up later, whether that's adequate. It's an interesting thing. What? Now, if you say we're doing it under the laws of, that's one issue. They say we're going to do a Heta Iska, it's sort of two issues. Now, it's very interesting because I remember I once got a phone call from some out-of-town area code number. And someone said, if you do a Heta Iska, but you never got around to doing it, is it a Heta Iska? So I don't like to answer. I say, you know, I got to hear two sides. You know, people, one side calls, tells their version. And so I was driving on the highway, I remember, I got the call, and he kept on nudging me. I said, I don't do this, you know, like, and then after I hung up, within 3-4 minutes, I got another call from the same area code with the same question from the other side in the dispute. So, and I told him that, you know, I don't like to answer. He says, well, we had a meeting, we agreed, whatever you say, we'll do. I said, yeah, I know, the other guy just called me. And so, you know, it's a different Shiloh when you hear it from one side and the other side.
Was
and,
it different?
I didn't get into it. I didn't want to get into it. I said, besides, I charge. You got to go through the whole thing. I remember once a perfect example of how hearing a Shiloh from one side. Somebody here in Shul, his daughter had come back married. So from seminary, he had a job. So he comes over to me. He says, we had an argument. We agreed we'll ask you whatever you said. They hired my daughter. They said she has to work 9 to 5. And no overtime. And this week they said, no, she has to stay till late. And she said, but you told me 9 to 5. He said, no, you have to stay till late. He said, whatever Rabbi Reisman says. So it's like a strange question, right? If they said 9 to 5, then you don't have to stay 9 to 8. Like, what's the question? That's what I said. So then he called me, a dentist called me. He was working in a dentist's office. The dentist called and said, what are you saying that? I said, well, you made up 9. He said, no, this week, 2 days are Rosh Hashanah, and 1 day is Erev Rosh Hashanah. She's only working 2 days. I told her, we'll pay for the whole week, but you have to stay 9 to 8 those 2 days. I said, okay, that's a different Shiloh. So, it depends what you ask. Anyway, by Heta Iska, you should do a shtar. If both sides, Rabbi Yashin's psak on this was, if both sides are from a Yidden, then even if they don't know what a Heta Iska is, but they agree to it up the Heta Iska, we assume that they're willing to do it whatever a Heta Iska is. It's like someone who signs a ksuba, has no idea what it says, but he signs the shtar, I'll das the rav who wrote the ksuba, that whatever you say is included, I'm doing, which is okay. Rama says it's okay, you don't got to read the ksuba, you can just sign the ksuba. Rama says, don't be makbid, Masada Kedusha should not be makbid the Edom read it. He says, don't be makbid the Edom read it, because you're being mighty laws on the early Iksubis. The small Iksubis are just signed. Don't be makbid. There's one to the Chasna, there was a Masada, who was makbid the Edom read it, didn't tell me anything b'shas ma'isa. But afterwards, I mailed him a photostat of the Ramah, I mailed it to him. And he thanked me afterwards, you know, like, if you don't know what it says, the assumption is it's good to tell them. Now, by a Heta Iska, you're supposed to know what it says. Ramosha says, people do a Heta Iska and have no clue what it is. He come out and says it's no good. He says, it shouldn't be, I think his lashon is, they're like a kameya. You wave the kameya at the loan, ribbis becomes mutter. So you wave a Heta Iska at the loan. So you have to know what's going on. So Rabbi Yashu said, if you have from people, it's okay. You go to a friar person, he has no idea what it is. He says, give me a Heta Iska. You give me a Heta Iska, it's just, you know, they have to understand what they're getting into and agree to it in order for it to work. Okay, at any rate, this is the two-tiered prusbel according to the Mechaber, the Rambam. We'll come back to Sifchaf, let's just read Sif Yates. Sif Yates is just the nusach of the of the prusbel itself. Yotes zeu gufa shel prusbel, meisrani lochem pliny o pliny hadayanim shebemaka pliny. We give it over to you, pliny o pliny. You realize it only says two plinies. Should say three plinies, no? Bez is three. It says meisrani lochem. Oh, you have three. Oh, we do have three. I'm sorry. Pliny, Pliny, or Pliny. Oh, it does say three. Okay, let's see what it says in the Rambam. Okay. Sorry, the Rambam's Lashon, which is why I thought it says two. Perek Tes, Halachi Yitches, Misrani Lechem, Pliny, or Pliny, Hadayanim. The Rambam's Lashon is only two Plinies, and I'm quoting Rechai Knievsky in his Pirish. He in turn is quoting from the Pasa Shulchan. Pliny or Pliny, Mashma das Rabbeinu distagi b'shnei dayanim. V'chein das harbei b'shainim. Yesh machmirin d'boi gimel v'chein nayagin. So I guess the Mechaber is stuck in the third Pliny to avoid this type of misconception. And the Mechaber says, taka Pliny or Pliny or Pliny ha-dayanim shababaka Pliny. Shekol chay sheyeshli shegvenu kozman sheretze, vadayanim oyaedim chayst memolmata, the dayanim or witnesses side underneath, buadin sheyuchalim sar bebezdin chayvaysav be shebalpeh. And it's not only shtarais, it's even chaybalpeh that you can give over. It's not a machlokes mechaber amar. Everyone agrees you can do even a chaybalpeh, and and it works. Now the Sma explains that you have to say it to the Beis Din. The Sma back on the other side in Sivkot Lamed Ches, he says the Pshad, the way it works, Zel Gufay Shel Prusbel, four lines on the bottom, Ois Lamed Ches, Pirish Devarim Elanu He Loshoin Hamalva Sheimer Kein LeDayanim Balpeh. Okay, you go to the dayanim and you say it to them. Vadayanim kaisim devarim benusel zu, and the dayanim write it. B'maisa tlosa, they add the words b'maisa tlosa kachad avina, b'asa pliny amal v'va omar lefaneinu. So that they add, and then they write misrani lechem pliny pliny v'chulu. V'chaisim shlosh tam lamata pliny dayim v'chulu. V'chaisim v'lashin edim, if edim sign, rotzalayim shem edim bedavar, shom lefneim keng shoy yachab b'maisa tlosa. But this is the way we do it. We say it to the Beis Din. What we do is we have pre-printed, Beis Din has a pre-printed form, and they read from the Mosif Tala, they don't read, they read from Misrani Lachem. The pre-printed form has one line, the Mosif Tala Savina, Vasal Fayel Faneinu, and there's a space for a line, Va'amer, Va'amer Faneinu. And then they have the lines of Misrani Lachem, and then they date it, and they give over the shtar. So this is the way, Sif Yates is the way the shtar works, and it's relatively simple. Let's just finish Sif Chaf, and then I'll discuss something yet about this. So Sivchaf, the Mechaber said that Tabi the Chachamim, who understand what's happening, can do a Valpeh. They can do a Valpeh. Ramah, the Hagan Sivchas Yeshayim, the Chalad of Nachi, Yuchaloymer, Devar of Valpeh. And some say anybody could say a Valpeh if they bez, and Umahani, Vain Sarach Prisbal. Vain Chilik, Vain Amamalva, Beir Hadayanim. I lie. There's no difference. He could be in a different city. So I mentioned to you, Rav Avadia does this, that wherever you are, you say you're giving it over to Rav Avadia's Beis Din, and you don't have to be in front of
him.
So they write a shtar. We're going to have later this in their manus, that a person has a principle. But the Yerushalmi says, Afilu hein baraymi. That's the lashon. First of all, worse, Afilu hein baraymi, even if they're in Rome. Even who's in Rome? It's a two pshatim of the Yerushalmi. One pshat is even if the Dayanim are in Rome, and you're wherever you're not in Rome. The other pshat is even if the Chayvais are in Rome. So if you look in the gross of Katan Lamed Hay, in Chiluk, he says, Yerushalmi yafilu nesunim baraymi, upirish b'mardachai hadayanim. The Yerushalmi's lashon is, even if it's in Rome, some Rishayim say it means the Chayvais are in Rome, but the Gra is saying that we paskin, even if the Dayanim are in Rome, that also works. Now, there's a... Now, the question is this Prisbal ceremony, is it a Maisa Bezdin? Or, it's a Takana. We know Batei Dinim are only Dan B'yayim. Right? Bez is only Dan B'yayim. And Batei Dinim can be Kriven. It can be Kriven to you. We know by Ataras Nedarim, which also needs a Bezdin, we can use Kriven. And we can do it at night. Because Ataras Nedarim is not a Bezdin in the normal sense of the word. There's no decision coming forth. It's a formality where they're paskening Yeredeya. If you have a Shaila, Basa B'chalav Shaila, you can ask Kraivim, you can ask at night. Even if you call a Bezdin, ask a Shaila, you can ask Yeredeya Shailas at night. You can ask Shaila to Kraivim. So that's how we know about Taras Nadarim. We do it by night, we do it with Kraivim. The Shaila is how a Prisbal works. It's interesting that there are not a whole lot of Maramakayus. You'd think that there are a lot of Marim HaKaymis. There, the Tumim here, in this Simen, it's if Kat Dechav Gimel is Mesupik, if it works. Dar Sameach, in Hilchos Shmita, Perites, is Mesupik. I looked up Dar Sameach, it's like a two-line of Sameach. Is Mesupakni, and Mesupik, if it works with Kraivim, or it doesn't work with Kraivim. It works Balayla, it doesn't work Balayla. That's his whole say, he doesn't explain his Sufik. What's interesting is that the current generation Paiskim, it's really the previous generation Paiskim, all are Mekel. Rav Avadia and the Yechav Hadas, Chelek Dalet, Shuvachav Dalet, brings a list of names. All the names are Sephardic names that I'm not so familiar with, that say it could be by night and it could be with Kraivim. And Miches Yitzchak, Dain Weiss, in Chelek Yura, Miches Yitzchak, Tshuva Kuf Mem, is also Mekel. The Kula is based on the fact that the assumption that the strict rules of Hilchos Dayanus are when the Bezdin has to make some sort of a decision. They have to give a psak. If they have to give a psak, then there are strict rules of Kraivim and of Lila. But Shankar, when they don't have to give a psak, it's just a formality, you need a Bezdin, that's different. Now, that's by no means pashit. First of all, chalitza is something that is not done by night. There's no decision to be made by chalitza. But since it needs a bezdin, it's only done by day. It's interesting, by gittin, to do a get, the Ramah brings a minig not to do it at night. And a minig to do it with dayanim. All the achrayim ha-matmiya, what does a get need a bezdin for? Chalitza is a ma'aseh bezdin. A get? Why does a get need a bezin? A get need to aid him. You know, it's smart to have a bezin, make sure you do it right, but it's not a maisa bezin. So the Pischei Tshuva there on the Ramah is a bit matmiya on this chumrah of not doing it at the night and being makbid to have a bezin, bechlal, Rabbi Lichter, who's the does all the gittin these days. He told me Rav Moshe wasn't makbid b'chlal. I'm not doing it at night because it's a bit of a milsa de tmiya. Generally, they try whenever all else being equal, they try to do it by day, and they don't use krayvim, and they do a regular. But the point here is that the question of Maisa Bezdin, the question is there always someone which needs a decision, doesn't need a decision? If it's someone doesn't need a decision, first of all, there's no decision to be made. It's just a formality. So there's it seems that the Ikr Tzad, the suffix of the Tumim in the Rasameach, is not Moitzi from the Vaday of the Mechas Yitzchak and the Yechav Adas. And yeah, that's good. Signing as Eidim means, that's why he said, the Eidim say, we saw it given over to Dayanim. So that is Dayanim. Now we will have yet another Bechaber who brings the Yeshayim that you don't need Dayanim. That, but there, it means Eidim signed that it was given over to Dayanim. So, no, you still might need a Bezdin. They're just testifying that it was given over to Bezdin. Because Batsam giving it over to Bezdin is really out. Okay, we'll pick up on these rules next week. So, yeah.